A few years ago, as I sat paging through our local newspaper, I was drawn to a full-page story about a Citizens' Goal Committee. It seems that this group, including various leaders from our city, had just finished writing 134 different objectives to be carried out in the year ahead. I read through the listing. Every objective was important to the community, but there was an obvious problem. All 134 objectives were to be carried out by a group of volunteers who had no extra finances to do the job. And worse still, these volunteers, who now held the responsibility, had little idea which goals were the most important and should be completed first. It was another reminder to me of the importance of setting realistic objectives and then prioritizing them. Remember, we can follow one of four paths. Drift through life with no objectives, dream that we have objectives, drown by making everything an objective, or decide to set objectives for our life. But we must go one step further and prioritize our objectives. Jesus set two priorities for us. One, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Two, to love your neighbor as yourself. Whatever objectives you set for your life as a child of God, you have two priorities already. But what about those that aren't so clear? Let me suggest a few questions to ask yourself when prioritizing your objectives. First, what eternal value does this goal have? That could be tough to answer, but sometimes it's obvious the goal will only serve to draw you away from a daily walk with the Lord. Secondly, what are the consequences if I don't pursue this goal? Often when I ask this question, a frantic rush is suddenly short-circuited. A final question to help you in prioritizing your objectives is, if I only had 6 months to live, what would I do today? This is an arresting question. It provides perspective, and it forces you to say no, something we can all do better. One thing is certain. Trying to do everything requires no judgment and is a recipe for early disaster in your walk of daily discipleship. The author of Hebrews said it so well in chapter 12, verse 1. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and run with perseverance the race set before us.